What to do when? A guide to living. Let me take you on a journey. It started when I was searching for a place to take traditional dance class. I asked around and got very vague directions on where dance groups may be. I went in search, hoping that luck would be on my side. And let me tell you, it was. I ended up meeting a very nice woman in a small tienda, and we talked for 2.5 hours about religion, Ecuador, education, and so much more. I now go back and visit her often, but when I finally found the dance group, I was in for a surprise, literally. What to do when you find yourself at a surprise party with no one that you know? I always say smile and nod. I always said this in the US, and it applies even more here. I walked into the dance group, and Vivi, the teacher, told me I could learn with them. We sat around for about 45 minutes. During that time, some wonderful other dancers came and talked to me, making me feel at home and welcome. A welcoming environment full of new friends. After the initial 45 minutes, my new friends led me into the Casa de la Cultura, and we walked with all the other dancers into a dark room. I was extremely confused, but I willingly followed. We all formed a circle around a giant table of cake, cola, and crackers, and in walks the last girl. The lights go on and everyone shouts, "Sorpresa!" So, I was in for a treat as the birthday girl and all of her friends gave speeches, and then her head was stuck into the cake. So when you find yourself at a surprise party with no one that you know, smile and nod. A smile solves everything, and a smile allowed me to make new friends and witness a dance community similar to the familiar dance communities I have back in the US. I felt a sense of belonging, a sense of openness, and a genuine love for Ecuador. What to do when you find yourself in the middle of a parade? Weeks later, it came time for the Fiestas del Tena. I am never fully sure of anything here, so when I found myself dancing down 15 de Noviembre, I couldn't stop smiling and laughing. Smiling because I was just so happy to be here and so thankful to be performing. Laughing because I stood out like a sore thumb. And I was in a parade in Ecuador. As I danced down the street, laughing at myself, I saw my community. I passed so many students screaming, "Señorita de Inglés," at me, smiling and waving, their hands whipping back and forth quite rapidly. I passed friends in apprenticeships, teachers I know, random strangers that I have met on the street. Of course, I passed my GCY family, smiling the biggest and taking pictures, reminding me of my parents at those dance events in the United States that I allowed them to come watch. And as I danced down the street in my bright red skirt with way too much makeup put on by a new friend in dance, and a scrunchie that was stylish during the 70s in the US, I was surrounded by my new dance community. I felt full and alive. So, to sum it up, what to do when? Well, my answer is the same as I think it has always and will always be. When in doubt, smile and nod. People always make fun of me for my giant smile, but that smile is what has allowed me to stay positive here. A simple smile has allowed me to meet so many new friends and talk to so many different people unlike myself. My smile allows me to learn new things each day. And simply smiling makes me happy, and that's important too.